Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're once again hanging out after a day of training camp. But today, the Bears were in town, and Bob, a couple of things to address as we get started here. A few scuffles on the field today, one that started brewing early in practice between Malcolm Butler and Alshon Jeffries. What did you see? They were going at each other in one-on-ones.
That's where it started, Miranda, certainly. They were going at it both verbal and physically, of course. Jeffrey, the number one receiver for the Bears. Malcolm, of course, the Patriots' top cornerback. A la Cooks and Butler in the last joint practices between the Patriots and the Saints. But in this case, emotions got the best of both guys. They got entangled in the end zone after one play, stayed holding on to one another for some time and talking to one another, and then other teammates got into the act. Joshua Bellamy, a reserve wide receiver for the Bears, seemed to be the first guy in, the next guy in, and then a lot of players spilled off both sidelines. Butler was removed from practice. We saw him leave the field altogether and head to the locker room. Jeffrey was sent to the sideline. It appeared to me that he tried to come off the sideline for a drill a bit later on, but was told to come back. We haven't seen that before, at least in my tenure here, the last 4 years, in a joint practice for the Patriots and the opposition. And you hate to see something like that because it really detracts from the work they get done.
And a player said after practice that Bill Belichick has a no-tolerance fighting policy. So Malcolm, of course, had no choice but to leave practice and go to the locker room. But another player that headed to the locker room very early in practice, Rob Gronkowski, it looked like after one of his very first reps, Bob.
Yeah, of greater concern, I think, long-term for the Patriots, the status of Gronk after today's short live stay for him. He was running an out pattern, it appeared. The start of 7-on-7s, Tom Brady's throw, leading him a bit to the sideline. Gronk pulled up in his route, lingered along the sideline, carrying his helmet in his right hand, maneuvered back toward the tight end group, and then eventually departed off the back edge of the practice field with trainer Jim Whalen. So, obviously, we wait on word regarding Rob Gronkowski. Thus far, the Patriots have been fortunate. We've seen Edelman and Ninkovich, along with Mitchell, all suffer injuries during the preseason or training camp, but the news has been good with those guys. Let's hope the trend continues for Gronk and company.
And we've seen them all back out in practice in some form or another. But, Bob, if we get to the X's and O's of practice today, finally, Jimmy Garoppolo is starting to look like he's really settling in. Is that what you're seeing as well?
You know, I thought so, Miranda. There were some early drops by the Patriot receivers and, you know, poor execution at times, very beginning of this practice. But I thought as the practice went along, Jimmy looked like he had what Bill Belichick said he does earlier today, presence. He was able to identify the Mike defender, even if he wasn't lined up over the middle, set his receivers, and make some strong accurate throws, and I thought the best of the day was one he fit into the back of the end zone to Devin Lucien on his final throw from around the 5-10-yard line. Good note on which to end.
Right, and that brings us right into day two, which of course is tomorrow. The Bears back out at camp. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. We'll see you tomorrow.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.